We're back to the Neil Haley Show here, simulcasted also on Freedom From Addiction on Libsyn and all different syndicated broadcasting networks. Always excited about the Freedom From Addiction segment and being able to simulcast Neil Haley Show with that. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And we have a topic I am just intrigued by, because ultimately there are some people that have run for Congress that have won certain seats that believe in this conspiracy, Wynn.
You're right, Neil. But one of the things about conspiracy is that it's very difficult to prove one way or the other. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. I would just like to talk to my audience for a second and tell them it's a pleasure to have them listening to the show. And it's my sincerest desire for them to get something out of it that will make their life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson, as an ordained Christian minister and as a retired medical doctor. I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve some of your problems in life. Freedom From Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest running, single-hosted and produced, spiritually-based radio internet show in the country. It's been continuously running for over 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms, and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life, and then in acting upon it. So I want to start off by saying that this is an educational program. It's not a political program. It's not a truth below the surface, or just below the surface, as we do on a lot of our programs. But I want to educate you in a couple of things. First, the definition of a conspiracy. A conspiracy is a secret plan by two or more people to do something unlawful or harmful. And what about the definition of a conspiracy theory? It's the idea that many important political events or economic and social trends are the products of deceptive plots that are largely unknown to the general public.
Now, one that we brought on today is a topic called, a conspiracy theory called QAnon. And what is exactly QAnon, and what is the purpose of this podcast?
Well, QAnon is a conspiracy theory. And we're going to talk about, you know, what it is. But the purpose of this podcast, like I said, is educational. So you're going to learn something about conspiracy theory, and that's the primary purpose.
Okay, so we already talked about more about the conspiracy theory, what a conspiracy theory is, but what about the conspiracy theory of QAnon itself?
Right. Okay, QAnon, and that's spelled Q, capital A-N-O-N, is a far-right conspiracy theory dealing with a supposed secret plot by an alleged, end quote, deep state against the U.S. president and his supporters. It claims to have access to classified information involving Trump and his opponents in the United States. Now, Q is one or more people that got this started. And Q has accused many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking officials of being members of an international child sex trafficking ring. Q also claimed that Trump feigned collusion with the Russians to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the ring and preventing a coup d'etat by Barack Obama Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. QAnon believers commonly tag their social media posts with the hashtag WWG1WGA, which signifies their motto, where we go one, we go all. Now, QAnon adherents began appearing at Trump re-election campaign rallies during the summer of 2018. And Trump has courted and tried to legitimize QAnon adherents. In 2020, members of QAnon adherents were small, but they had an outsized presence on social media, particularly Twitter. And on June 24th, 2020, Q exhorted his followers to take a digital soldier's oath. And during the ensuing weeks, many did, using the Twitter hashtag, Take the Oath. In July, Twitter banned thousands of QAnon accounts and changed its algorithms to reduce the spread of this theory.
Wow. So it's interesting what's happening, but this is one that when you can't say neither if it is true or not true, when because it's something that is out there, but yet some people believe it, but not everyone.
Well, Neil, the idea is to don't always think inside the box like the lemmings, and we had a program on, think outside the box and be educated in that you know what's going on in society, and whether you believe it or don't believe it, whether you research or whatever you do, be aware. And so that's why we were doing this program today, to help some people who have never heard of QAnon so that they will have an idea of what we're talking about.
And then there's a relationship that I want to go delve deeper into. What is the relationship between Pizzagate and QAnon?
Well, I'll tell you that in a second. But before I do that, I want to give you the theory of QAnon. And that's a conspiracy theory, as we said, disseminated mainly by supporters of the president as the storm and the great awakening. And QAnon's precepts and vocabulary are closely related to the religious concepts of militarism and apocalypticism. And proponents have been called a deranged conspiracy cult. Well, according to the Travis View, and he's a reporter for the Washington Post, he said that there is a worldwide cabal. A cabal is a secret political clique or faction of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who rule the world essentially and control everything. They control politicians, they control the media, they control Hollywood, and they cover up their existence essentially. And they would have continued ruling the world were it not for the election of Trump. Now, Trump, in this conspiracy theory, knows all about this evil cabal's wrongdoing. But now we would be ignorant of this behind-the-scenes battle between Trump and the U.S. military together, that everyone backs him and the evil cabal were it not for Q. And what Q is basically now a poster on a 4chan, which is a poster blog on the internet, which later changed to 8chan. And it reveals details about this secret behind the scenes battle, and also secrets about what that cabal is doing, and also the mass sort of upcoming arrest that will come in the future. Followers of QAnon also believe there is an imminent event known as the storm, in which thousands of people, members of this cabal, will be arrested and sent to prison, and that the United States military will take over the country at that point. The resort of the storm will be salvation and utopia. And now you asked me about the relationship to Pizzagate, I believe. So yeah. I'll give you that relationship. Back in 2016, prior to the election, there was a conspiracy theory, and it had to do with publishing John Podesta, and he was in the Hillary Clinton campaign's emails. The proponents of this theory read the emails and alleged that they contained code words and pedophilia and human trafficking, sex trafficking. And it linked this to Comet Ping Pong, which was a pizza facility in Washington, D.C., claiming that in that facility in the basement, there was a meeting for satanic ritual abuse. And this Pizzagate, which is what it was called, was later disproved. And so it was not real. But in the meantime, the Pizzagate conspiracy theory was widely distributed over the internet, and until it was taken down, they got a lot of press out of it. The conspiracy theory received a resurgence in 2020 and was spread by QAnon and on TikTok. So in 2020, this was moved more from political to a worldwide elite of child sex traffickers. But like I said, Pizzagate, which was picked up by QAnon, was disproved on the face of it. So that's where QAnon got its earlier conspiracy theory. Does that answer it?
Yeah, it answers it. It again, but there are a lot of people even running for government in certain places that believe in QAnon's teachings. So there's some very interesting people in the Republican Party, especially, or the Trump supporters that believe in this.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of them. But like I said earlier, conspiracy can be as little as two people, or it could be millions of people. And the theorists promote their theory, and sometimes they have something that sounds very convincing, but later on turns out not to be provable. You know, conspiracy theories have been in our history for long periods of time. There is a conspiracy theory about what happened to John F. Kennedy. And the idea that just one person with a gun was responsible for everything, most people don't buy. But they haven't been able to prove a conspiracy theory in all these years. So it's easy to cover things up. And another one is the 9/11 attack. So there will be people that will be trying to influence you into this, that, and the other. But here's what I say. When you want to get the truth of something, follow the money. Find out who's making money on the conspiracy theory. And there's always some person or group of people that are getting rich as a result of the conspiracy theory. Just educate yourself and do your research and everything, and wait and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate, again, this topic. This topic will definitely educate people, and I think the conspiracy sells, and we want your feedback. You can go ahead and make sure you go visit www.revwynhendersonmd.com or go ahead to the podcast, Wynn, and subscribe. Make sure that you follow it. And where can you go for that?
Yeah, well, as you know, Neil, my mission or purpose in life is to spread a message that there is a cure, not a treatment, but a cure for all 30-something addictive behaviors. Now, this is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. It's available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. And if you meet three simple criteria, you will get well. Everyone gets well. I have two resources that you mentioned where you can start your journey. And one of them is my website, RevWynHendersonMD.com. The other one is this podcast. It's free. And the way to get to it is go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces between the words and all lowercase. And if you type that into your browser, either your phone or your computer, you will go directly to my most recent program. And then there will be a chance to scroll backwards to find out what I've done previously.
Well, Wynn, again, great topic. Appreciate you stopping by and being part of this great simulcast.
Well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate you and your podcast, which goes to over 150 different markets around the country.
Yeah. Yes, and continues to grow. We're working on some more stuff as we speak. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show and simulcasting on Freedom from Addiction, and we'll be back in just a moment.